Good morning and welcome to episode 71 of Martin Uncut. Today it's April 14th, 2021. Today's episode is podcasting the best medium? So I'm doing a little bit of a bold statement today. I'm saying that podcasting is most likely the absolute best medium on the internet today. And why is that? I'm going to break it down into two perspectives. One perspective is the listener's perspective, which is probably the a little bit more important one than the other perspective, which is the creator's perspective. And if we start off by the listeners, if we look at the three big mediums on internet today, it's either writing, like blogging or web pages, so it's something that you read. It's podcasting or it's video. That is the three main different type of medium that we have on YouTube, or sorry, on internet. And if we look at podcasting then, that is typically a storytelling type of medium. Of course, you should do storytelling in all mediums to get that to work. But if you look at a podcasting perspective, it's more like a spoken story. And that is what we have been doing for like tens of thousands of years. I mean, back in the Stone Ages when we were sitting in the cave around the fire, we were telling stories to each other. And these were very much audible. So back then there was no written word. We hadn't invented the written language yet. We could potentially write stuff on the walls or draw paintings, so kind of in between a video and writing, but it's still not the same as the storytelling that was going on from mouth to mouth. And that was actually how we were relaying information for hundreds of years, thousands of years, before we developed other means of preserving stories. The other thing that is very different between specifically audio and video is that the audio, it will activate your imagination in a completely different way. So when someone tells you something or talks about something, you are involuntarily going to start to create pictures of this inside your head to visualize what you are seeing or hearing. And that is really good for your brain. You get the same creativity or the same imagination, work with your imagination if you read something, but you don't get that if you are viewing a video, because then you get everything served. So there's not much for your brain to do. It's just passively consuming. And that passively consuming is not very good for your brain or for your body. And the other thing that is really good for the listener is that they can consume podcasting in a lot more ways than they can do with any other medium. So if you have, let's say, a written word, you actually need to sit down and concentrate on the reading. You need to have it in front of you. Either you need to print it out and take the paper with you, or read on your phone or on your computer. But you need to be focused on the reading. That is a process. You cannot read and talk with someone, or read and do cooking at the same time. That will definitely not work, at least not in an effective way, or a way where you will either get the reading done well or the cooking done well. I mean, you can't do both at the same time. And you definitely shouldn't, because that's not good. You should never multitask. And the other thing, when you look at video, if you are consuming a video, you need to sit down and watch that too. You need to have the screen in front of you. And yes, you can probably cook and do some other things while a video is going on in the background. But you're definitely more limited. But if you are podcasting or listening to podcasts, you can do that in the car to the work. You can do it when you vacuum, you can do it when you clean. But you can also just say that now I want to listen to a podcast and just sit down and listen to it. exactly in the way that you're consuming a blog article or a video. So you can do it focused, but you can also do it when you're doing other things, because your body and our brains are so well adopted to actually consume audio. So that is a really, really big difference. If we switch focus and look a little bit into the creator's perspective. So if we compare podcasting to writing, if you write something, you will probably need to spend a lot more time and effort to create that writing than what you need to when you're creating a podcast. So for example, when I create a blog post, that will probably take me a couple of hours, because I need to do an outline, I need to write a draft, I need to read it, I need to edit it. And there is so much work around it before I can get it into a space where it's good. But a podcast can be enough with just having an outline, and then you can talk quite freely around that. So it's requires less efforts in a way. But it also, of course, depends on what the level of quality you want on your podcast and so on. But I would say it's more easy, and it creates, or it needs less effort, I would say. And sometimes when you write, it can be hard to spell everything correctly or get the grammar correctly, especially if you're a person like me that is not a foreign English, or that is not a native English speaker that speaks different languages. It can be hard to actually produce a content in English and get that 100% correct. It's easy that there is slipping in a spelling error, or you switch the orders of the words or something stupid like that. But that can be really hard to do. But when you do a podcast and you speak, it's a lot more natural. And the spoken language is a lot more forgiving when it comes to doing grammatically wrong things. So that is also something that's a lot easier with podcasting. And if we compare it to video, podcasting requires a lot less time. So if you're going to record a video, you definitely need to prepare that well. If you want a good result, that is. I mean, you can just whip out your phone and just do a quick recording on your phone. And that could work in some cases. But in most cases, you actually need to have a bigger production. You need to have lighting, you need to have the sound mounted correctly depending on where you are doing your video, and you also need to prepare the whole scene. So there's a lot of work around doing that video, and that's just capturing the video. Then you need to edit it, and of course you need to edit the podcast too, but it's a lot quicker, because when you are editing a video, you also edit an audio track. So you're actually doing the same work that you're doing with the podcast, and you're doing it for a video as well. And if you compare the photo equipment with the podcasting or the audio equipment, the video equipment is a lot more expensive. And most of us doesn't have a really good video camera. Of course, we can probably repurpose the phone if we just want to do some easy videos. But if you want to have really good quality, you need a lot more things. You need a good camera, you need light, you need to have backdrops, you need to have all of these different things. And also the software is more expensive than on the podcast side. So it's more expensive to produce, especially with good quality. And if we look at then a little bit more the pro with the podcasting, is that it's easier to actually have a conversation, because when you do it in a podcasting way, that is the spoken language that you're using. And that is a lot easier for us to produce, because it's natural for us to speak. We do it all the time without thinking. And when you're doing a podcast, especially when you start to get used to it, the recording of a podcast is just a conversation. So it's easier to get. And another really, really important thing with podcasting, especially right now, is that the competition for the audience is still a lot less on the podcasting side compared to what it is on the textual or the blogging space, or definitely in the video space. There is a lot more people producing blog posts and video posts compared to what there are in podcasting. And oh yes, the number now is like 2.2 million podcasts or something. But if you look at the number of active podcasts, that grows a lot slower. So there is actually a lot less competition. So that could be a really good point. So if you want to get out there, podcasting is probably the way. The con, though, with podcasting compared to specifically writing and blogging, but also a little bit video, is that I would say it's harder to search for content and find content that is related to a specific topic. Because, yes, you can find the show name, the episode name, and you can search in the show notes. But you can actually not search on what you are saying in the podcast, because most often you don't transcribe the whole episode and put that into text. Because if you're doing that, then we'll talk a big, big work. And the voice to text engines or AIs that are out there, they are yet not good enough to actually do that workflow quick enough. So that this whole way will impair the ability to search for contents. And especially when you do research or want to use podcasting as part of your research and link to it, it's really hard. I can't link into a section of a podcast, for example. That is not doable at this point. Maybe with the chapter functionality in podcasting 2.0, but we'll see where that goes. But that's, I would say, a big difference. And mainly to the writing scene, you can link into sections of videos, especially if they are in YouTube and so on. So you can do that a little bit more. And I would say video is a little bit ahead of podcasting. So there is a lot of development that needs to happen there. This was all I had for today. Do you agree with my thinking that podcasting is the best medium? If so, or if not, please give me a message, and you can find my contact details on martinhagen.se/about. And there is all the different mediums where you can get hold of me. So give me a shout what you think. So have a good day and see you back here tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.